Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a wellness expert on the show, and I'm so excited for you to learn her story. Welcome, Elaine Gibson, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show.
Thank you, Rebecca. I love so much what you do, because that's what the world needs right now.
Thank you. I do feel a lot of people are burned out and overwhelmed. And it's so great on this show, bringing them experts like yourself that give people tips, tools, and strategies for just being balanced and centered and experiencing more health and longevity, because that is what the show is all about. So let me tell my listeners about you. Elaine is a green juice loving grandmother, and she beat stage 4 cancer, which is a total miracle. And now she helps women beat cancer. She helps them with their health and wellness goals. She's all about longevity and living not just a lifespan, but a health span. We don't just want to be alive and like hooked up, you know, to machines. We want to be running around with our grandkids like she is in Manhattan Beach, California. So Elaine, tell us a little bit about your amazing story. Like, how did you find out you had cancer? And what were the steps that you took to beat stage 4 cancer? That is a total miracle.
Thank you. And, you know, it seems like a miracle, but when I look back, it's the way it's supposed to be, that we are supposed to be healthy. We're designed to be healthy. And there are so many toxins and chemicals in the world that they just start to take control. But I had a very, very early 6 month journey with cancer in 2001. And in 2008, Rebecca, I love your name. My nana was Rebecca. So thank you.
You're welcome.
My medical team told me this 18 months after 5 years being cancer free, because I didn't know what it was about to be healthy, right? My medical team told me they didn't expect me to see my grandchildren grow up. And it's like, have you ever met a Jewish grandmother from New York? Come on. Do you not know what a mama bear is? Now, your listeners may not be Jewish grandmas from New York, but I know they're mama bears in every area of their life, because they're claiming that balance so they can bring their magic and their gifts to the world. Yeah. And I just went on a journey. Literally, Rick, I fell to my knees, and which is very unlike me. And just tell me what you want me to learn. You know, we all have a journey that we're supposed to do, and we're called upon to help the world be better. And we all come in different doors. And this is the door that I came in. For years, I've been helping women with their weight, with their health, with their business. And then about 18 months ago, I decided, and I've had private clients with cancer for years, and I decided to expand. I am going to be, we're here in November of 2024, and on Mother's Day 2025, I'll be 80 years old.
Wow, you look great.
This is what it's supposed to be like, right? So I just decided that I was seeing more and more cancer in women, and it really started to, it really ticks me off. I mean, it makes me so, it keeps me up at night. This is why at almost 80, I live in a beautiful 55 and over resort in the Shenandoah Valley. And, you know, I do spend a lot of time because I really am here to help women be their best and find that balance. And, you know, Rebecca, you can't do your best and bring your best. You cannot find balance when you are filled with toxins and your body's out of whack. We have so many symptoms that our body gives us all the time because our bodies are filled with toxins and chemicals from the food we eat, from the stress that we have, from the water we drink, from the air we breathe, from the way we live, that women somehow think that being overwhelmed is a badge of honor. And that's nuts. Mm-hmm. We need to be more in charge and more empowered to take control. And this is what I really work with women, because their health, our health shows up. It affects everything we do. I mean, a lot of places that I speak and stuff are women's business conferences, because it affects your business, it affects your relationships, it affects your wealth, it affects your health, of course, everything. And when you are bogged down with symptoms that our body tells us that we kind of think are a normal part of living, whether it's allergies or brain fog or fatigue or constipation or joints or whatever, it affects everything. So,
what are some things that we can remove out of our diet, ingredients, products? What are some of the quick lifestyle tips that you can give the audience?
Okay, great. So right now, most of our bodies are filled with toxins and chemicals. Mm-hmm. Okay. So health is getting rid of all those. And so a couple of things are, big picture science-based. It's all about bringing oxygen into our blood and our cells.
Okay.
It's the only way to get rid of the toxins, because damaged cells can only live in the absence of oxygen. That's the science, right? And when you know that, so as much living food as you can, things like dairy, wheat, and sugar are keeping us all imprisoned in a revolving merry-go-round of not being healthy.
Mm.
So a couple of things that I would say are, start your day with hot water and lemon, when put some vitamin C in it.
Okay.
And that will hydrate your brain right away. And even that little thing is amazing. Turn to God's garden. You know, I'm not a religious person. I've become way more spiritual and whatever that means, really more in touch. The cleaner I get. So this is really interesting, Rebecca. The cleaner we get in our body, the deeper our thoughts.
Mm, interesting.
Okay. It's really hard to be what we want to be when we're not feeling well.
Yeah.
And when I work with women, their businesses change, their lives change. I remember a woman came to me for 6 months, she was in bed when we spoke. And then after like 9 months, I got a video from her. She was hiking with her family. I mean, these are the things that happen. So turn to God's garden. Living foods from the earth, they're beautiful. They make you feel so much better. And if you want to, people are eating a lot more fruit.
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy to follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting. And let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
I believe then they should. So really that 80-20 rule, 80-20 is everything, right?
So right? People are eating too much fruit and you think it has fructose in it and that sugar is causing inflammation?
Well, you have 80% needs to be more vegetable and things like that, and 20%. So an 80-20 rule. When you have fruit, and listen, some people will say she's crazy, and I'm telling you that I see the results, right? I am medicinally trained, like Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine. So 80-20, you know, and just pick out three things, foods that you love. You know that pure chocolate is a superfood. The first recipe we give our clients and anybody that comes into our world is raw chocolate mousse. What could be better than that at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're home? Really?
What's your favorite brand of chocolate if you're going to have a piece of chocolate?
Well, it would be cacao. It's usually Ghirardella. They have cacao, 72% squares. Whenever I speak, I give that to everybody. But pure cacao is a superfood. It's you don't have to give things up. There's nothing about you or me or the men and women that you speak with that are in your universe that is about deprivation. It's all about bringing oxygenated foods into your blood. And I'm going to tell you that's the way to heal and feel like $1 million.
So give us your favorite smoothie recipe.
Well, I'm not a big smoothie gal. I'm more of a green juice gal.
Okay. Well, your favorite green juice recipe.
Okay. And it has to be all green, right? It has to be all green. So cucumbers are your base. You only get liquid from cucumbers and celery. And then add two greens, whether it's spinach or chard or kale or whatever you like. And add some parsley and ginger and lemon. And if you want to throw in mint, which I love to do, that's all you need. And you will be singing. Your cells will sing. It's unbelievable. That's pure oxygen into your blood all around because our blood is like the highway system and it touches everything. So what are we bringing in? We have to be really mindful of that. And that's where balances come. Balancing is really hard. You ever try to do a tree in yoga? balance, people think, oh, balanced life. It's really challenging. Balancing is not an easy thing. You have to be really intentional in being mindful. And dairy and sugar and wheat are just things that we shouldn't be eating. We shouldn't be eating much of you, and you don't have to anymore. There are so many things that you can do that substitute that. And I'll tell you the other thing, Rebecca, is self-care is a really big deal. Women seem to think that self-care is being selfish. And they think they don't have enough time for it. And I think that being healthy is the greatest gift we can give to the people that we love.
We'll talk about self-care because that's one of my favorite things to say.
Yeah. It's all about that.
Let's talk about protein. What are your thoughts? There's a big trend right now that we should be getting 100 grams a day of protein. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yes, we do need protein, but it doesn't have to be from bacon. It doesn't have to be from all animal stuff. So I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. Women who are vegans and vegetarians, because they think, or keto, they think that's healthy. So for me, I like a really good plant-based living protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in my sphere, all my clients, everybody has that. And that's 20 grams of protein.
What brand of protein do you recommend?
Oh, okay. I do, Garden of Life,
mm-hmm.
raw organic protein. It's living. Everything is sprouted. which is what we want. It's the only protein that I use and anybody that is with me uses. And when you add collagen to that, you're getting 30 grams of protein without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And that to me, and there's a lot of protein in vegetables, there's a lot of protein in greens, but you're getting 60 grams of protein before you do anything. You know, there's a really interesting concept that I, besides being medicinally trained, that's where my training is. Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You know, this is not new wave things. This is back to, you know, how we're supposed to be before we were industrialized. But I just really feel that being intentional, and I know this is something that you not only understand but live by, understanding what your priorities are and what's important to you. And women don't often claim that. They don't often have the ability to really take control of what they're doing. Women, unfortunately, tend to hand authority. I'm not saying everybody. I have a lot of experience here. And when it comes to their health, they seem to hand authority over to others. Mm-hmm. Follow the money, follow the trends. Women come to me from keto. It's like, I'm doing this at almost 80 because I believe that women deserve more. I believe that whether it's cancer or brain fog or diabetes or inflammation or autoimmune is only a chapter. It's not the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. But,
yeah, listening to your body is always giving you symptoms. Always giving you symptoms. And with people like you, making people more aware to tune in to those early symptoms, whether it's brain fog, whether it's fatigue, whether it's allergies, whether it's joint pain, whether it's constipation, you know, getting it right away is the key to unlocking the magic that's inside women. Because when you're exhausted, listen, it's hard to change the world when you can't even poop. Let me just be clear about that, right?
That's the quote of the show.
Yeah. Well, a year and a half ago that came out of my mouth, I was speaking but it's true.
Well, why can't people poop? What is wrong with their diet? Does that mean they're not getting enough fiber?
No, it means that there's too much toxins. They're not getting stuff to wash it through.
So what can they do? Do they need to drink more water? Do they need,
to drink the right water? They need to have more juice. They need to have more greens. They need to have more foods that are filled with nutrients. You know, we have a lot of calories, but our cells are starving for nutrients and oxygen. And damaged cells or inflammation, autoimmune, it's all having damaged cells. And damaged cells cannot live in the presence of oxygen. That's the science that I stand on.
So give us your morning routine, Elaine. You wake up and then you have
I wake up and water, great.
And then what?
Yep. I have, I start with hot water with lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I'm out the door to play pickleball, which I do, I love. I used to be a tournament tennis player and now I've turned.
Oh, me too. I used to play college tennis. Yeah, we have that.
Did you really? Yeah. I played USTA for years. Where did you play? Where did you go to school?
I went to Princeton.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Right? Far from me, right? Yeah. You ended up on the other end with my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm going out, then I have 3 days worth of that shake made all the time. I grab and go.
Because what's in the shake? You told us what was in your
drink. It was the protein, right? It's water. It's hydrogen water. Sometimes you can use non-dairy milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in mason jars.
Just the protein and milk or water. No veggies, no fruit, no.
It has everything in it. It has greens.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, so here's a really great tip. Okay. When you eat fruit, eat your fruit. Don't juice your fruit. Because when you juice, it goes right into your blood and your cells, and you don't want that. So eat your fruit, right?
And juice your veggies.
Yeah. So if I'm out the door like 3 or 4 days a week, either to that or Reformer Pilates or something, I grab that. So now I've had at least 30 grams of protein before 10 o'clock in the morning. What's easier than that? Then I'll have green juice. I have it with me in the car or at home. I drink in the mornings, I drink mushroom coffee. And then I don't usually eat before at least 12 or 1, at least 12 o'clock. But that's a lot of food. That's a...
You're doing intermittent fasting or not?
Well, I have the liquid, I have the shake, I have the so more like a bulletproof kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And that is so much energy. It's so much oxygen starting you right away and feeling good, because we make so many decisions, especially the women that you speak to, all day long. Little ones, they pile up and we get what's called decision fatigue. Mm-hmm. And it's like you cannot make another decision. So we default, when that happens, we default to the status quo because it's easier than doing the other. Sometimes the other night, I was getting a project ready in the middle of creating a new webinar to, you know, for my marketing and stuff. And I'd been working like 8 or 10 hours. My husband was setting the table and he said, do you need knives? Do you want this knife or that knife, sir? And I said, Nevin, I cannot make a decision on knives. Whatever you want. I cannot make another decision. And we get caught in decision fatigue.
Well, we're going to be wrapping this up very soon.
Right.
Final thoughts, Elaine, if you had a billboard and you had one sentence that you could give humanity all your amazing wisdom, what would the one sentence say?
The greatest gift you can give the people that you love and the world is to be healthy.
Beautiful. And how can people find you online and keep in touch with you and get all these awesome tips?
Okay. So we are renewedlivinginc.com. Renewedlivinginc.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Elaine. And everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all 7 pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.